ABC Listen.
Hello, my friends. My name is Ruby, and you are listening to News Time.
Hi there, Ruby.
Hello.
Hello, Ruby.
In today's episode, we are on the move. We'll spot street signs in Queensland that drivers are enjoying a lot. We'll run a world record race with a speedy six-year-old and dive deep into the big cold ocean to listen to whale songs. We'll celebrate Harmony Day and then settle in for...
Whale of the Week.
You got it. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Story number five.
Australia is a big country with some very long roads. Tell me, what do you do to keep yourself entertained on long drives?
You just look out the window.
Devices and also looking out the window.
Good ideas. They're things that passengers like you can do, but the grown-up in the driver's seat can't do any of those fun things. For drivers, long trips in the car can be tiring. And driving when you're tired is dangerous because it can lead to accidents and injuries. So, the government in Queensland has come up with something called roadside trivia to help drivers stay alert on long drives.
What does that mean?
Well, along some stretches of highway in Queensland, there are road signs with trivia questions, like, what is the coldest town in Queensland? Then, a couple of minutes down the road, there's another sign with the answer. Here it is coming up now. The coldest town in Queensland is Stanthorpe. These signs help drivers pay attention and have fun on long drives.
If they put like the sign where they're supposed to be looking, then they'll look at the sign.
You could just look at the road and see if you're going in the right way.
Exactly. The trivia signs are a fun way to help keep drivers' eyes on the road. Still, the most important tip for drivers who are going a long way is to take regular breaks.
Don't fall asleep.
Stop. If you need to go to the shops or toilet, stop the car and then drink some water.
Yep. Drivers should take a break once every 2 hours. Maybe you and your family could ask each other trivia questions while you're stopped for a snack.
Story number four.
Helena Carey is 6 years old and lives in Sydney, New South Wales. One of her favourite things to do is run.
It's good for you.
Because it makes your legs stronger.
Yeah, and it can get you to places quick.
Helena's parents noticed that she was pretty speedy, and they suggested she try to set a world record for the 300 metres. That's almost one lap on a regular athletics field. It had to be done very officially. Special timers and computers and cameras were set up, and Helena lined up with some fellow young athletes. On your marks, get set, go! The gun went off and Helena exploded into action.
I can do this. I'm gonna do it.
Her legs were going as fast as they could and Helena sped down the track. It wasn't long before she pulled away from the rest of the pack and yes, she did it. She crossed the finish line first and Helena ran the 300 metres in just 57.57 seconds, beating the old six-year-old world record by more than half a second. That is quite a lot in the running world.
I think that's really cool. I can't even do that, and I'm 1 year older than her.
People were cheering and crying with happiness, and Helena was very happy too. This feat makes her one of the fastest six-year-olds in the whole world.
You are so good at running.
I'm proud for you that you run.
Well done.
Great run, Helena.
Story number three.
Some whales communicate with each other across the ocean by singing. Their songs are very loud and they can travel for kilometres and kilometres. Yeah, something like that. Scientists have spent years trying to figure out exactly how it is that whales manage to project their songs far across the sea. Scientists from the University of Southern Denmark in Europe studied the voices of three baleen whales who had died. They took the voice boxes, a part of the body that makes sound, and blew air through them to see how the voice boxes moved. And they noticed special structures that allowed the whales to make huge sounds without choking on water.
Because they're really big and then they go to water.
All the other sea creatures are smaller.
Their mouth is big.
The size helps here for sure. Plus, whales' voice boxes have much more cushioning fat and muscle than most other animals. And that fat cushion vibrates when they push out a big sound.
Cool.
I think it's useful.
The scientists have also been looking at how us humans are impacting whales and their ability to communicate. The boats that we use to transport things between countries have big whirling rudders and blaring horns. They can be very noisy, and that can make things difficult for whales who are trying to hear each other underwater.
We should make the horn not go and put a smaller horn on, like a car horn.
The study is a reminder of just how important whale songs are for the species to be able to communicate and find each other and live happy underwater lives.
Story number two.
This week is Harmony Week.
It's about harmony and peace.
We wear this orange t-shirt. Harmony is about celebrating all the countries, so there aren't any more wars.
It's a time to celebrate multiculturalism and make all Australians feel included and respected. Multiculturalism is when people from different backgrounds and cultures live side by side. And Australia is one of the most successful multicultural countries in the world. The oldest and first cultures in Australia are the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, who've been here for more than 60,000 years. Today, Australia is made up of people who come from more than 300 different cultures. In fact, nearly half of all Australians were born in another country or have at least one parent who was.
Respect the Aboriginal people.
Respect all the cultures because it says multiculturalism and multi means like more than one.
People who migrate to Australia, that means they move here from overseas, they bring lots of traditions with them. When we listen and learn from people and hear about their culture, our society becomes more inclusive and a more exciting place to live.
My friend comes from Spain.
My friend is from South Africa.
My friend is from America.
Say, welcome to Australia.
Introduce them to your friends. Let them play with you.
Even though we come from different places and have different traditions and speak different languages, we can all proudly call ourselves Australian. Harmony Week is about celebrating the ways multiculturalism makes this country great. Australia is a place for everyone to belong. And here we are, my friends. It is time for...
Wow! Wow!
This made me go wow because I never knew there were trees that were that old.
High on top of a cliff, far above the ocean, once stood an ancient forest filled with a type of tree called Calamophyton, an ancient tree that looked a bit like a palm tree. The area in the country England doesn't look like a forest anymore. The trees there are long gone. Instead, there are imprints of trunks, roots, and branches etched into rock at the top of this cliff. It's a fossilised forest.
It's a really old forest that's a million years old. Maybe like them have wild animals in it. Could be where dinosaurs live.
Recently, researchers took a closer look at these forest fossils to try to understand just how old they are. And it turns out they are the oldest fossilised trees ever found in Britain. and part of the earliest known forest found anywhere on Earth. This forest dates back to about 419 to 358 million years ago. That was a time called the Devonian period. It's before dinosaurs existed, or any land animals for that matter.
Amazing.
Amazing and rare. Trees everywhere.
Forests back then looked a bit different to forests today. Grass, for example, that didn't exist yet. And there was no undergrowth beneath the towering trunks either. Just calamophyton trees and lots of twigs on the floor underneath that fell from the branches. The form of this fossilised forest helps explain how early trees shaped landscapes, including the paths of rivers as they wound through parts of Britain.
Like when a tree like falls down and then rolls.
Amazed and like they really wanted to protect this forest.
Researchers are pretty excited to spend some time looking at these fossils and figure out more about the history of the local landscape. And imagine a land before animals. And there we have it, my friends. 5 stories counted down. What a tremendous effort.
Thank you, Ruby.
Thank you, Ruby.
My pleasure. I'll catch you next week with 5 new stories.
See ya.
See you later, Ruby.
See you later. Or as they say in Punjabi, Sat Sri Akal. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your app store.